Man, I don't really feel like talking about much of anything. I don't want to talk about business. I don't want to talk about podcasting. I don't want to talk about self-improvement. Can we talk about how Little Caesars is doing a $5 pizza? You know, it's been, what, almost 10 years at this point? And their whole business model is around $5 pizza. How are they doing $5 pizza, dude? I mean, I get it. It's not good. It's like saying you're getting a good cheeseburger from McDonald's, right? But it's a pizza, and that's a lot of food for $5. How are they pulling that off? Sheer volume? And now they're stepping it up another level, dude. They're automating the jobs completely out. Like, now they got the machine. Now, granted, we try not to feed our family pizza that often, so we don't do it much. When we do, typically it's Domino's. We did do a hot and ready thing for a while, but it gets so old so quick. That pizza's so cheap. It's bad. But now they're doing this oven thing where you place your order and you show up and there's the vending machine and they've made your pizzas and they're there. What they're doing is they're eliminating the cashier, right? So the cashier is going bye-bye. Now imagine that times, you know, 5,000 locations or whatever. That's a lot of payroll that they're cutting loose. So eventually, what they're going to have is the people behind the counter making the pizza, right? But think about it. They get the dough shipped in. They make the dough, or they put the dough on the pan and they stick it in an oven. Or they put the dough on a pan, put on the sauce, put on the cheese, they stick it in an oven. They pull it out of the oven, they put it in a box after they cut it. Okay, take it a step back. If you go to Costco and check out their pizza, they have a pizza sauce machine. They have a machine that does this shit. So they throw the dough onto the pan. They don't do any of that fancy stuff. And they just have a sauce machine. So how much longer before Little Caesars has a sauce machine? A cheese machine? A pepperoni machine? Drops it in the oven, kicks it out of the oven, slices the pizza, pops it in a box, sticks it in the vending machine. Yo, automated pizza. How much longer before you're doing like Alexa voice authentication where you say, Alexa, order me a Little Caesars pizza. Alexa gets that request, figures it's an order pizza command, pulls up your Amazon account, pulls up your credit card, sends payment information to Little Caesars along with the order feature. Order is received, kicks off the machines to build your pizza. You show up, there's a voice print for you to get your pizza. Hey, I'm here to pick up my pizza. It's like, oh, hey, what's up, Mac? Welcome back. Because it heard your voice, knows who you are. You get your pizza. You go home. You consume your pizza. You shit it out into the toilet. And it goes to the water treatment plant. And it gets treated. And then the fecal matter gets put on the fields. And along with water, the fields grow wheat. The wheat makes dough. The dough goes back to Little Caesars. All machines. Okay, man. This useless, completely useless, sounds like half-baked thought, brought to you by me just taking notes.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.